Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record and edit and even file your audio reports while you're on location. It really works great, and they can instantly be heard by your fans or your followers on social media when you get them online while you're still out in the field. Now, if you're not a producer, more of a listener to audio content, well, the Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning. And that way, if you're offline, for example, on your commute, you can still listen to your favorite programs. This is CES week in Las Vegas, and around the country too, as gadget lovers follow news from the largest U.S. consumer electronics show. The technology announcements that emanate from CES have increasingly been related to streaming audio over the last few years, and never more than this year. We'll get back to that in a minute. First, in a development that did not come from CES and which impacts an important category of streaming audio, CBS Radio launched a new site for podcasts, clearly with the intent to shake up the podcast network business. It's called PlayIt. That's play.it, and it's a new website that hosts 300 podcast shows to start. Most of those programs come from CBS talent and programming assets, but externally produced shows are also included. Presumably, that number of 300 will grow. The big player in this business is iTunes, which is a sort of clearinghouse for podcasts. Other platforms have been growing the podcast category for years. Stitcher, for example, has 35,000 shows and was recently acquired by global streaming music giant Deezer just a few months ago. All of this podcast activity, especially CBS splashing into the pool like a boulder, is part of a broad trend, and that trend is talk programming. The recent hit Serial, produced by NPR blockbuster This American Life, set the stage for what many observers think will be a golden year for podcasting in 2015. Regardless of whether it plays out that way, from the CBS perspective, talk shows are historically an advantage and a strong point for radio. Podcasting gives CBS and all of radio a big, wide on-ramp to the streaming realm, where it can compete more effectively with the music services. All right, back to CES. Everyone knew in advance that connected cars would be a big part of this year's event. Automakers have increased their floor space at CES each year since 2007, when Ford Motor Company bravely entered the CES showroom as a pioneer. That year, few people understood why Ford was there. This year, everyone in technology understands that cars are mobile devices, no less important than smartphones in the digital lives of consumers. So 10 car companies displayed vehicles at CES this year. Ford had an immense two-story exhibit theater. The part of car technology which pertains to streaming audio is the digital dashboard and connection to the internet, hence the term connected car. Aside from automakers, the biggest companies in the connected car space are, in fact, technology companies, Google, Apple, and Microsoft. Each one seeks dominance in the dashboard operating system business, just like smartphones. Now there's a new player in the field, AT&T, which used CES to announce a new initiative called AT&T Drive. It's a research and development venture anchored by a 50,000-square-foot facility in Georgia. iHeartRadio, the streaming service owned by iHeartMedia, formerly Clear Channel, the largest radio group in the U.S., signed on as an AT&T development partner. Another consumer electronics category making noise at CES and of great interest to the streaming audio industry is connected home speakers. The category includes both Wi-Fi speakers and Bluetooth speakers, but it's really the former which is undergoing more product development. This week we learned about Philips Electronics making speakers customized to the Spotify Connect platform, so users can easily fling their Spotify listening from their phones to the speakers when they come home. Also, Google announced Google Cast. It's based on the Chromecast idea, which streams audio and video content from devices to television sets. But Google Cast is audio only and works with compliant Wi-Fi speakers. Music services have to add the software to their platforms, too. And also, device maker LG introduced a Wi-Fi speaker system to challenge premium market leader Sonos with cheaper prices. Now, one consumer challenge with home speakers that stream audio is that each product has its own ecosystem of hardware and music services. This is called the silo problem. Consumers have to stick with one brand to make the whole system work. Addressing that issue at CES, Qualcomm introduced an expansion of its AllPlay system, which provides an open source standard by which differently branded components can work together in a household to stream music. Even with that solution, though, you have to have a Qualcomm piece of equipment in your house. Here's a note about Deezer, the global music service which is inching into the U.S. market. Deezer took another step this week by acquiring Move Music. That's M-U-V-E, music. It's a mobile-only streaming service that was owned by Cricket Wireless, a subsidiary of AT&T. Deezer inherits Move's 2 million music subscribers and now faces the challenge of converting them to new subscription plans that aren't bundled into their cell phone bills. Classical music lovers, rejoice. There is a new high-fidelity streaming service that super serves your specialty. Introduced by classical record label Naxos, which has operated a label-specific streaming service for years, the new platform is called Classics Online HD. You can buy into the service for $15 a month. Now, I know that's 50% more than subscribing to a universal music service like Rhapsody or Spotify, but those big players don't understand niche music like classical and jazz, and super fans of those categories are often frustrated. We expect this trend to continue and to see more genre-specific music services to pop up in 2015. SiriusXM made a quick announcement of its 2014 business results. The quick story, subscriber numbers were up, as was revenue. Now, this wasn't an earnings call, but the company did issue some guidance to investors for 2015, which didn't quite match what investors wanted to hear, slightly soft on the revenue projection. Still, Sirius stock went up 3% following the announcement. And that's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.